That is how I first came to take an interest in the message of the tape. The fluctuations were, from the first, associated in my mind with upward or downward movements. Of course, there is always a reason for fluctuations, but the tape does not concern itself with the why and the wherefore. It doesn't go into explanations. I didn't ask the tape why when I was 14, and I don't ask it today at 40. The reason for what a certain stock does today may not be known for 2 or 3 days or weeks or months. But what the dickens does that matter? Your business with the tape is now, not tomorrow. The reason can wait. But you must act instantly or be left. Time and again I see this happen. Well, I kept up my little memorandum book perhaps 6 months. Instead of leaving for home the moment I was through with my work, I'd jot down the figures I wanted and would study the changes, always looking for the repetitions and parallelisms of behavior, learning to read the tape, although I was not aware of it at the time. One day, one of the office boys, he was older than I, came to me where I was eating my lunch and asked me, on the quiet, if I had any money. "Why do you want to know?" I said. "Well," he said, "I've got a dandy tip on Burlington. I'm going to play it if I can get somebody to go in with me." "How do you mean play it?" I asked. "I'm going to buy all the Burlington the Bucket Shop